this lady's husband had committed suicide, and it was the twin, and it was 3 years, and she called me up. She had fallen in love with his brother, and she said, but I think my husband is still around, and I don't feel comfortable marrying his brother with him here. Can you come out? And I said, sure. And I said, who's going to be there? She says, well, my new future husband would like to be here. It's his brother, if it's him. And I said, okay. And I said, he's there now, isn't he? And she said, yes. And I'm looking at the two of them. Both the brothers were there, the live one and the dead one. And I said, and it was suicide. She goes, yes, it was suicide. As soon as she said that, her dead husband is shaking his head, no.
No.
And he's pointing to his brother.
No. Murder?
And I'm thinking, uh-oh. And I said, okay. I says, I'll come out. And I says, maybe you just want to have me and you there. Maybe you don't need his brother there. Maybe your dead husband wants to tell you something. And I didn't really want the brother there, okay? And so she says, oh, no, he would have to be here. So I took an off-duty homicide detective with me. And she didn't have a uniform on or anything. You know, she just had street clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
I told her the whole situation.
Nobody knew who she was.
Nope. She pulled up the file, and they did have it down as a suicide. And I went out there and started talking to him. And I think the brother didn't really think I could do what I could do because he was acting too cool, too nonchalant.
Too aloof.
Mm-hmm. And so we started talking, and I said, well, he's here. And he said, the dead brother said a couple of things, and the live brother just looked at me, and he sat down, and before it was all said and done, George, he admitted he killed him.
No.
Yes, he did.
In front of the police officer?
Yes, he did, and that's when he found out it was a police officer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Now, did he kill him because it was a mercy kill, or was it murder?
No, they had gotten into a really bad fight about something, and they had a business, and it was over money, of course.
Man.
And, you know, one thing leads to another, and so he did kill him.
And got the wife.
And he got the wife, but and the business, and the money, and after it was all said and done, jail.
And jail. Oh, they got him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She called for backup right away, and he would have gotten in the car with her, and she could have taken him in, but she
hadn't. He must have been in shock.
I felt so sorry for her. Oh, my gosh, I felt so sorry for her. How can you have, and I'm sure that's what she was thinking, how could her judgment be so bad?
Yeah.
It's like, why am I so stupid? I can't see the difference or what was wrong.
What a great story.